Today on the morning show, we talk about RC Thunderfest, which is coming up one weekend from this weekend. And joining me today is Mick Cosgrove to talk about the many events. Doesn't seem like it should be this time of year, Mick.
No, it seems like we're just looking for Easter eggs. So.
Or we were giving away the Making a Difference Awards.
Yes, yeah, that hasn't been that long ago either. So, but although it's 6 months back, it just seems like time flies. And so we're really looking forward to a week from now to be ready to celebrate in the park.
It sounds like you've got all your I's dotted and your T's crossed, a lot of things to put together, right?
Well, we think we do. We hope we do. We couldn't do it without the many volunteers and people that step up, and from sponsors to just helping with the various parts of the day. But yeah, it looks like we're excited. I think we're in a really great place, and got everything should come off perfect, hopefully.
You've got some really good music, you know, and you always do, but you really kind of expanded it to more of a, you know, regional and also kind of a Midwestern theme this year, too.
Yes, we did. We've got a great lineup. We're going to start the day with Joe and Jackie Cody and Dominic Orico. And Joe is no stranger to music in Richland Center. He has a deep history over many decades of music, and along with his talented wife, Jackie. And then they're bringing Dominic, who's a friend, musician, and I understand is quite amazing in of itself. So there'll be some great harmonies and great songs. I think, you know, it's a great way to, we're just excited to have Joe and Jackie coming to Richland Center to open the festival that day.
That'll be at noon then, Mick.
Yes, that starts at noon, and then there's always a 20-minute change out between, so they'll play from noon to 1:10, and then at 1:30, a new band to this area, Greg Hall and the Wrecking Ball. They come out of the La Crosse area, and again, Greg has been a cornerstone of music up there for over 40 years. He's recorded professionally on a dozen albums. Not sure where they come up with the name, and I'm interested to find out from Greg what exactly that, but they consider themselves kind of outlaw country, so I think that it's going to be great to have them at the park and with him and his band, so. And then following that at 3:00, we have Two County Lines, that they're a music duo that comes from down in the Monroe area. We had them before, Steve and Deb Haas. They're just a very unique electric guitar and vocal duo, and you'd be surprised the sound that these two can make. And they've been a favorite in the past, so we're ready to have them back. It's been about 4 or 5 years, I think, since they were there. Following up with that will be the Jammers, which is an 8-piece band of seasoned musicians. They play 60s, 70s, and 80s rock and roll. They come from the Dutch Hollow area. We have our own Dr. John Gielig is on the bass guitar with them. And so they're set to take the stage at 4:30, and looking forward to them. They're always a lot of fun. They bring a lot of energy. And then we move into a broader area. So the next two groups, the closing groups at 6:20 will be the Cowboy Country Band, and they come out of the Chicagoland area, and they bring a Nashville-style experience of dancing and music. Most importantly, obviously, the music repertoire is really broad. They play Morgan Wallen, Zach Bryan. They play some Taylor Swift, but it's 90s country and forward. So we really think they'll get the crowd up dancing, and we're looking forward to hosting them. And then finally, we finished the Amazing Day of Music with a group out of Chicago called the Midnight Band. And they'll do everything from legendary artists like Chicago, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Bruce Springsteen, Bruno Mars. It's just a unique show. They do a lot of classic rock and roll, but they bring a brass section. And so event goers will be excited and entertained by them, and it's something new, but some great harmonies. So we're looking forward to them closing out the evening.
Midnight Band will lead right up to the fireworks then?
Yes, they'll start at 8:10 and play until the fireworks, which will be approximately 10:00.
Boy, that's a great lineup of music, and you know, really all kinds of music for that day, too.
Yes, that's really what we like to do, is kind of change the genre and mix it up so there's something for everybody. And if you're not enjoying that particular genre, just go get some food or something and come back, and you know, an hour later, there's going to be a different band up there and a different genre. And It just makes for a great day, actually, afternoon, evening of music, and we're excited to have this year's event.
Yeah, it's hard to find live music as much, like when you and I were growing up, there were more opportunities, but it's great to be able to get out and see, you know, hear horns and, you know, steel guitars and a little bit of everything.
Yeah, and that's so true. I mean, back in the day, I remember it was, where are we going to go on Friday or Saturday to listen to live music? Spent a lot of weekends with Gary Gukonek and listening to Clicker and traveled around with them. They'd go from Fenimore Community Center here and all over. I think it's just great. And one of our goals in doing this is to promote live music and keep that alive in the community. It's very easy to turn on the radio. Nothing wrong with the radio, obviously, but to still have that live performance is very important to me. So
it's a full day, and I think the main thing you want to emphasize, it's a family day, isn't it?
It really is. We've got everything from jump and bouncy houses coming there all day. They'll start at 11, go through the day. We have a clown coming at 1 to 3 that just walks around and entertains the kids, makes balloon animals and so forth for them. The pony rides, Meredith Ellsworth from Monroe is back with her ponies from 1 to 6. The baseball team, again, will be there helping out. They'll be doing the soda sales and 50-50 raffles. They got a dunk tank, so you can get the chance to maybe dunk one of those coaches or guys that you'd like to see go for a swim. Excuse me. Then Ryan Martin, we've had him, he's probably the most requested thing we hear back from Thunderfest. They're just amazed at his close-up magic. He hails from the Reedsburg area, but he'll be a little later this year, so he'll be there from 6 to 9 instead of in the early afternoon. But he baffles you with some of the things he can do. It's pretty good. Of course, this year we're adding a volleyball tournament, so that'll be held, and it'll be in the far end of the field, the west end, so that they'll be able to enjoy the music and still have their tournament going and not interrupt things. Pickleball Association is doing a pickleball tournament at the park. Of course, the beverage tents, food trucks. We got RC Taco, TKO Barbecue, Cook's Kitchen, and of course, Freddie and his kettle corn. You got to have Freddie. So it's got something for every day, and of course, everyone. And the music then starts at noon and goes basically till fireworks or 10 o'clock.
It's become tradition for me to wander around and then get some kettle corn and take it home. You know?
Yes, that's what I always do, too. It's like sometimes I get to eat a little bit during the day, but usually it's a couple bags set back, and Freddie knows that. So when he's ready to head out, he usually shows up with a couple bags, and we appreciate that. And so looking forward to it.
Yesterday we were talking about the game of Coob. I know they're going to be having a demonstration and hopefully some games of that as well.
Yes, and so the more the better. I mean, we were excited when a group reached out and said, what about a volleyball tournament? It's like, absolutely. We've had beanbag tournaments in the past. We don't have one worked in this year, but something that has been there in the past. And so many years of just finding out what really works and what families enjoy.
Is there a euchre tournament this year as well?
I believe in the senior center sponsors, our community center, they sponsor a euchre tournament. So
you couldn't do a free big day for everybody if you didn't have sponsors, Mick.
That's so true, and we couldn't, both sponsors, volunteers, but just run down a quick list of sponsors. So, and this is just amazes me in some ways, but other ways I'm not surprised because of the community we live in is such a supportive and giving community. But so we have the Shopping News, Walmart, Jones Chevrolet, Schreiber Foods, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Napa, City Utilities has supported us, Wallace Cooper and Elliott, Quail Run, Krause Monument, Miller Electric, Richland Locker, the hospital and clinics always sponsors the Kids Zone, and we so greatly appreciate their support. Wallace Electric, Edward Jones with Katie Bedward and Kevin Bartles, Advanced Well and Pump, Seats, Richland Electric, Thrift Store, Metco. Walsh's Ace is a big sponsor, and we appreciate them so much. Fuller's Milk, Pratt Funeral Service, the People's Community Bank, TechCom, which is Genuine Tel, Tri-State Basement, WRCO, Culligan, Randy Olson Trucking, Heartland Trees, Subway, Mobile Mart, Leo's Lawn Service, Rockwell Automation, Added Touch, Richland County Bank, The Rotary, Wurtz's Plumbing and Heating, Community First Bank, Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, BL Signs, The Village Pump, Residential Roofing, Dunkin' Donuts came on this year as a supporter, the Phoenix Center, and again, they're such a great sponsor, and we appreciate them, and Richland Observer, and Westby Co-op Credit Union. Almost had to take two breaths in there today. So I think it just shows the support from the community, and it's so I ask everyone to thank those sponsors when you see them and do business with them if at all possible, support them as they support the community.
You've had a chance to look at the extended forecast, Mick. How does it look for next Saturday?
I just looked up the 10-day this morning, and right now it's showing about temperatures of about 75 and clear, no rain in the forecast. So that's going to be a perfect day. It's not overly hot, but it's warm enough to be out sitting in a lawn chair enjoying a day or wandering around the grounds, enjoying some great food and just a festival and family time.
You do have picnic tables, I know, for people to eat with or eat on, right?
Yes, we'll have picnic tables, but we do encourage if you're, and we'll have a few, there's a few benches that the park has available, but really you need to probably bring a lawn chair, like a folding chair or something that you can sit. We'll have some shade tents for those that want to be out of the sun, but typically, they line up in front of the stage and come right back to the tent area, just sitting out in the open grass areas.
The other thing that you couldn't do it without is the volunteers that you get. That begins next week, doesn't it?
It does. So I do want to thank the City of Richland Center and especially the Parks Department, Jenna and Jody and their crew. We couldn't do, you know, the partnership has been great. This is our 15th year of Thunderfest, and so we're grateful to them. Our volunteer team, you can't say enough good about them, and I'm not going to list them because I'm afraid that there's some new volunteers, and I don't want to miss anybody's name, but when you see those faces, you can just say thank you for doing this, and we appreciate them. And then this year, the Mark Chambers family, Mark and Shelley stepped up, and they have a nonprofit they started in memory of their son, Ryan. It's called Ryan's Route, and they're bringing a team on Friday that will help us set up, and their goal is just kind of paying it forward in the community. So we're excited to have them help, and there's many others in the community that are there to help set up and tear down. And so,
what about the stage and lighting? Where do you get that from?
So our stage is SNS Stage out of Cashton, Wisconsin. We've used them. When we first started, we were using a company out of Dodgeville, and it was a couple years where they weren't able to. There was a scheduling conflict, and we moved. Steve Davis was involved when he was in Richland Center. So grateful over the years for Steve. He ran the stage, and he had a contact for a guy in Cashton, Wisconsin, and so we connected there, and we're on a standing automatically reserved for this weekend every year. And then sound is going to be STS Sound. Scott, he's out of Spring Green area. He did sound last year, did a great job, and so they come in. And then the lighting company is out of Madison that will do the lights. Scott does just sound production, no lighting, so.
You have a good crew to put it on, and I'm guessing sound-wise, especially when you get to the headliner, the midnight band, and you've got brass and all kinds of things, that's more of a challenge to get all that mic'd up, isn't it?
Yeah, I saw the stage plot for those guys, and I thought, I was a little concerned when I sent it to Scott that he would send it back and say, whoa, but he does a great job, and he's had a lot of experience, does a lot of groups through the area and shows, and he's a musician himself, which I think helps because they kind of know, you know, on that side of it, when you're on the other side of the microphone, what they're looking for as far as the mix, and they talk the language, you know, that, so that really makes it beneficial.
The set changes aren't that far apart, so you must have to really coordinate that too, don't you?
We do, and we have great volunteers for that. So what we do is, excuse me, we have a stage right is unloading and stage left is offloading. So we've set up a ramp on one side and there's steps on the other that they have. And so while one group is exiting, the other group is coming on. So we have a flow that's developed over the years, which is, you know, a great way to do it. And typically it comes off without a hitch and they get her done in that 20-minute window.
So the Midnight Band will play right up to the fireworks. And what do you know about this year's fireworks, Mick?
Looking forward to it. It's supposed to be another spectacular show. That I think that's one of the things we've become known for as a community. I've had others from outside say, how do they do so much? And I think part of that is, you know, years ago when we were, the city was working with the fireworks company, by staying off the 4th of July, we're getting a much bigger show for the same amount of money. And because they have so many places to be on July 4th. Everybody wants them on July 4th, and they only have so much tech personnel to, as far as firing them and so forth. So they're the ones that approached us and said, you know, if you stay off the weekend of the 4th of July, we'll give you double the fireworks. And so it's a double show from what you would have if you went somewhere else. And if we're going to do that, which we agreed to, and talking with then at that time the Parks Department in the city was, I just said, you know, we want to be the first guy to the show, not the last guy. So we want to open the celebration for the 4th of July, not be the closer. So
the 250th birthday of our country too. So.
Yes, it is. So that's exciting as well. So it makes it a little better, you know, a little more exciting. And you know, we've had a lot of people, you know, that, I mean, Star Spangled kind of paved the way. We're in no way a Star Spangled celebration, nor do we ever think we will be or could be. We just want to have a good day of community fun and music and celebrate our independence in the park.
Indeed. So 15 years, when you look back, what do you consider highlights? Is anything that sticks out in your mind, Mick?
Well, we've done a lot of things over the years. I mean, one year we tried a drum and bugle corps competition, and that kind of didn't necessarily go the way we wanted it to go. We actually had a corps from Canada that came down, and but it was really hot. That was one of those summers. There was 2 years that it got just ungodly hot, and so there was hardly anybody there. But other than that, you know, a few mishaps. A couple years back, Davis fell off the stage and broke a leg, which, you know, it was very unfortunate. So, you know, some of those memories to say, you know, realizing how in that hustle to get everything done, and, you know, he's worried about getting the stage off. Probably the most prominent for me is the year I went airborne myself. It was straight line winds came in. We had to close the thing down about 7 o'clock, and this one 20-foot tent was kind of bobbling with the wind, and so I just grabbed the corner of it, and all of a sudden I'm like 6 feet off the ground, and somebody yells, "Let go, Dorothy, you're not in Kansas anymore." So so I ended up with a couple broken ribs. The tent came down on top of me, but nothing that we haven't survived and done well. But it's just been fun to see different groups, to see the community respond. You know, I know the musicians, they're there to perform. They like to perform. They love the crowd to interact with them and get excited about the music that they're providing. So,
you bet. They play off the crowd.
Yeah.
Very much so. Yeah. And hopefully people will come out and, you know, it's kind of a little more casual during the day and maybe gets a little bit more rocking at night then.
Too. Yes, it does. And that's by intention, kind of build up to that and start out kind of more on the mellow side, you know, the smaller groups, and then build up to that closer.
I think we've covered a lot of things going on. Pony rides, bouncy houses, your clown show, pedal pulls. I don't know if we talked about that.
Oh, we didn't. Yes.
Kinchy.
Kinchy. Pedal pulls will be back in the afternoon. So that's always a great opportunity. And there's some families that come just for that. Their kids follow them around, and they do such a great job. I mean, it's a turnkey thing, and the kids are, you know, they're safe and they enjoy it. And so we're grateful for the Kinchy family to be coming back.
Well, it's a real spotlight for our community as we get into summer. It's kind of one of the first big events of summer, Mick. Anything else you'd like to add today?
No, I think, you know, just thanks to WRCO for helping us to get that word out there and promoting it, and all you do, not just for us, but the community. I think it's, you know, we are so blessed to have this station here and the personnel. Like, as I mentioned, the city and the Parks Department working so well together, and it's just a great relationship. And so With that, I just say, you know, please come out and make that a special day for you and your family.
You bet. Not that I don't like it when you call me, but don't call me and say, we got bad weather, we got to shut it down. You've only done that one time, I think, in 15 years.
Yeah, so. I think that was the year I went airborne.
I think it was. Somebody said, there's a Mick Cosgrove balloon.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
Exactly.
All right. Well, good luck. Keep
Thank
us posted. You.
You
bet. RC Thunderfest going on next Saturday. Live music on the stage right in Kroska Park and fireworks at dusk.